that's not how the coaching staff at Merrimack College wants games to take shape. You know, I thought that we started out playing a pretty simple game, and we had a little bit of success and really got away from it. And to UNH's credit, you know, they made some adjustments, and, you know, I don't know if we recognized that the game was starting to become more of a up-and-down-the-sheet game as opposed to sort of a half-court game that, you know, again, the Merrimack coaching staff would prefer. But as I said to someone else earlier, you know, that's how the coaches want to play. I'm not so sure the guys in our locker room want to play that way. So we've got to come to grips. We've got to get more guys on our side.
It does seem like one noticeable big improvement, I think, from this year compared to years past has been the offensive numbers are way up, especially goals scored, obviously. But at the same time, the goals against are sort of going in a direction I'm sure that you wouldn't like to see it. While the goals for are up, the goals against are sent up also.
Well, at the end of the day, you've only got to score one more than your opponent. And if you don't give up a goal, you can never lose. I'm not a mathematician, but I know that if you defend your net hard enough to the extent to which the other team doesn't score, you can never lose. And you could score 30 and lose 31-30. So scoring's great, but you know, defense is what wins games, defense is what wins championships, and right now we're not doing it.
What do you think of the play of Connor and Ned? Obviously, this is the first time all year that a goalie's come played back-to-back games.
I'd have to watch the video. I just saw too many uncovered guys in front of our net. You know, a lot of puck watching going on. Not a lot of defending. Not a lot of block shots. Literally, the last three games have been the antithesis of our first 4 years as a program, with myself and Darren and some of the other guys that have been here. It's the complete opposite. We're not blocking shots. We're not winning faceoffs. We're not covering anybody. We're scoring. Whoop-de-doo. We're scoring.
What were your impressions of the first period? I thought especially early in the game, it seemed like you guys took control and then really throughout the whole first period. I mean, it seemed like they were keeping them limited and getting plenty of shots on net.
I thought we had some slippage. I thought we did a good job probably the first 10 minutes of the game. We scored a goal, and then all of a sudden it became, all right, well, you know, we're scoring goals. Let's, you know, start to make plays. And you know, I just saw us trying to beat guys one-on-one. You know, even the chance that Jesse had in the first period, I think he ended up drawing a penalty. It was a one-on-one play. You know, it was a great play, but, you know, just too much of that. And I thought that was really where it started to slip. And it carried over into the we try to be very positive with our team. We try to be very positive in between periods. And I'm going to try to state this as positively as I can. If we learn from this, you know, this could be sort of a watershed moment for our team and for this program. If we don't, I told our guys, if you stop learning on this planet, you die. So, you know, we've got to take what has transpired today and last Saturday and two Saturdays ago. We've got to learn from it. We've got to understand that we need to play harder. And keep it simple, and that the fact that we can score is a luxury. It's not, you know, it's not the meat and potatoes of who we are. It's a luxury that we have, but we got to get back to meat and potatoes, lunch pail hockey.
Do you think it's a case where sometimes when things are going so well offensively that maybe some guys get a little overconfident, or maybe just the locker room as a whole gets a little overconfident because obviously things seem to, from an offensive standpoint, are really going your way?
Playing offense is fun. You know, it's easy. Playing offense is easy. You know, anything easy isn't, in the long run, isn't going to help you be as good as you can be. You know, being the best you can be is hard work. And it's day-to-day hard work. And we've got to get back to that. You know, so, yeah, it's I think we are a little bit intoxicated with the offensive side of the puck right now. That's great. But at the end of the day, you know, we need to be a meat and potatoes team.